Do you sometimes wake up in the morning and tell yourself, oh, there is so much work with marketing? I don't even know where to start. I did this, I did that. Doesn't really work. I feel overwhelmed. I invested in the brand, I invested in the website, I invested in, social media. I have the email system now. And how do I plug all of this together? And how do I show up? I'm exhausted just listing all of this.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible, i.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy? This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews, and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation.
Do you sometimes wake up in the morning and tell yourself, oh, there is so much work with marketing. I don't even know where to start. I did this, I did that. Doesn't really work. I feel overwhelmed. I invested in the brand. I invested in the website. I invested in, social media. I have the email system now. And how do I plug all of this together? And how do I show up? I'm exhausted just listing all of this. Plus, the investment, financial investment you've done. So you are the right place because I want to give you the message straight. Number one, it is not time to quit. You are here to implement, reach that big mission that you have in mind, in your heart, in your vision. The woman in the vision, she knows, she trusts, she goes forward. So we are not here to run away. We are here to light up and show up online from a place of ease and joy and abundance. And yes, it requires work. And you've got to do the work. It's not easy every day. Easy in the sense that, yes, there is some actions to take. And I want to give you one little nugget here. If you're not where you want to be right now in your online presence, so maybe you don't show up, maybe you do but not consistently, and maybe you do fully but it doesn't work. And then doesn't work means different things for many people. I want you to note, write down, I am here for the long game. The work that it requires to be online will require time, no question, energy, right? And also content, yeah. And also making sure that you work your inner visibility. Because if you're not where you want to be right now in your business and in your marketing, it's probably two things. Number one, you don't have the right strategy, or maybe you do, but you don't know how to implement it. So it's just in your head. There is no action. So a lot of frustration come out of this. And for sure, there is a big part of what feels sticky, or maybe you feel stuck, that has nothing to do with your marketing, but comes from your subconscious mind, which is, what you believe, what you think every day when someone shows up on your social media and then do a nasty comment, or maybe nobody engages. What are all the thoughts that comes to you that actually are thoughts based on certain belief you've been nurturing for decades? So you need to reprogram who you're becoming. When you become an influencer online, and we are at an extraordinary time in history where there is no limit. As soon as you have a connection and a phone, There is no gender, skin color, or culture barrier anymore. Any woman entrepreneur can take her market share from the internet, share a voice, her ideas, her stories of life, which is what makes you unique online. Nobody has your story. That's why we use storytelling in marketing. You can share your irresistible offers by inviting people very, very clearly, like I invite you to work with me. And then you're going to be that person who share her beliefs and how she sees the world, how she sees the world being a better world, and how to use your leadership and your expertise online. That's what we call the acronym Visible. So today I wanted to give you five key, I have my notes here, five key points that kind of help you flourishing your online presence. But first, I want you to commit. If you decided once you wanted to use social media to share your voice, have an impact, leave a legacy before you leave that earth, you're going to stick to it. And if today it feels heavy, huge, like a mountain, we're going to breathe it in first. And then I'll give you five, you know, points that are going to help you kind of realign. Okay. So let's do a deep breath in first so that you are fully able to receive what I'm going to tell you. I like to put my hand on my heart and do a deep breath in. I hold it at the top. I exhale slowly through the nose. I hold it at the bottom of my belly, at the very bottom. And then let's do another round. Hold it. Slowly exhale. Hold it. Let's do another round. Push that belly, fill up that belly so that you can open, like fill up those lungs in the back. Hold it and slowly exhale. Why do we do this? By the way, I'm going to tell you why in a minute, if you don't know me yet. I'm Angélique Binet, I'm the founder of Social Media Love. And basically, I work with women entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs who want to build their presence online. And we do this. Like, you know, and they're very proud. They're like, they have sales page, they have email system, they have a full system so that people, a pure stranger meeting you online, see your video, your post. We do videos together as well. And they're like, oh my God, who's that girl? I want to learn more about her. Then they consume your content. Oh, and now they have an opportunity to get into your email list so that they have more nurturing content from you and they get invited. They don't miss any news because, you know, social media doesn't show you all the posts all the time. So the best way is to be on an email list. And I'm going to put my email list link so that you are in my email list, so that you are in my, I call the email list my babies, okay? So look around this video and podcast because I'm going to put the link so that you're in it if you want more of this. So we do this and then now they show up online and they have the whole machine ready. Some of it is automated. And then we do the work from the inside because, you know, even if you have the beautiful Cadillac, you show up, you have to know how to drive from within. How do you drive that ecosystem from a place of, you know, you need to show up, because if just the car and no engine, you are the engine of the machine with your heart, with your expertise and your leadership. So I teach you to connect and change the way you actually believe about life, but about who you are and who you're becoming and about how amazing you are and how you are enough to become that woman that hit the six figures or seven figures. This is the work I do for me that I share with you. And it's just beautiful because it has a ripple effect, not only on your business, but it has a ripple effect on your life, on your relationships everywhere, because you change. You're a new person. You have a new identity. The person who came here to listen to that podcast today or that video, is not the same person that's going to build that business to the next level. This is why you embark on that journey of inner visibility and external visibility, but it starts inside. So that says, why do we do the breathing? Because there is only two ways to feel about what you do online. It's you're either excited and pumped about it, or you're either disempowered. And it sucks, and it's heavy, and you feel sad, and you feel judged, and you feel like you want to hide, do everything else but do that video. There's no gray. It's either you're pumped, excited, and you're still a little nervous, but you're excited to share your voice because you know you can help someone today. So many times, ladies, I thought that nobody was watching my videos. And then I meet people at the grocery stores. I was in my first business. I would always remember that. And someone that I didn't know stopped me and said, hey, Angelique, my God, you taught me how to eat avocados. Because yes, I was in the food industry before. I was kind of a chef. And she said, your 9 ways to eat avocados, now not only I eat them, but my son likes them too. And I'm like, no idea. But the woman who, and then she came to one of my cooking class. Right? So you never know who's watching. And to keep that fire alive within you, you got to believe. You got to believe in yourself. And that's a culture. That's a nurturing process that you do. And when you work with me, we do that all along the building of the marketing system. It goes hand in hand, because otherwise you end up with a beautiful ecosystem and no fuel in it. What's the point? So don't quit today. Don't quit today. Okay? Keep shining. You are here for a reason. You were born now and here. There is a reason. By the way, check it. Where are your feet? Yes, right there in the moment. So we do the breathing so that your nervous system helps you feel the emotions of creation. When you create a post, when you create a video, like here, I am here now. I'm not thinking about the whatever the invoices I may have to pay tomorrow or later, or the thing I have to do, or the appointment I have to run, or yesterday what happened. I am here. I am here. Okay? So that's why you breathe. Whenever you have to create something, whether it's a video, an email, a DM, you do a round of breathing and your nervous system is going to cool down, and then your body's going to be able to receive the energy that requires to connect with another human who is first an energetic human. We are energy first, right? So the five points I want to share with you so that you do the work. And if you focus on those five directions I'm going to give you, you know, you're on the right track. And remember, you're here for the long game. Okay. Sometimes you have big wins right away. Cool. Celebrate. Most of the time, success come the long way. And even when a launch flops, or even when an ad flops, what I want you to remember is that you build your brand. And a brand is not just the website and the colors and the font. Actually, that's secondary to me. The brand is when you show up and you keep showing up. When it rains and when it shines, that's your brand. When everybody's up and you're down, you keep showing up. When everybody's down and you're up, you keep showing up. That's your brand. You are present. You are always on. But not to the expense of your health. It's not what I mean. But you don't give up. You show up. You serve. So number one of my five vital keys to a flourishing online presence for your marketing is, start selling now. What? But you're not supposed to market before you sell? Listen, if you don't have already your marketing system set up, which is, you know, when I say your marketing system is, how do people find you online? And then when they find you, what is the journey? What do you ask them to do? Right? From finding you online to buying from you, there is different steps. And that's what I build with my clients. If you don't have that yet, or you should, maybe you just have pieces of it. A lot of you are coming to me like, I need a website. I need this. I need that tool. I need this to be set up perfectly. But what you need is cash. First, you need the cash because the business needs the cash. It's like milk, oat milk, or milk for the babies, right? So it's not only a cash thing that, you know, when you have a business, you need to sell. You don't need to wait for the big Cadillac to be here in the backyard, in the entrance of the house. You need to sell. Because what it does, one, it, yes, it's an influx of cash, but it will inform two things. One is tangible, the other one is not. It's intangible, but as important. The tangible thing is that when you are in a relationship with a client and you coach that client or you work with that client, you train that client, you are also in market research mode. You learn about their challenges. You hear them firsthand, the question they come up with, the what they perceive are their block. You know, and you write, you have this down, because the more you sell, the more you have clients, the more you learn about who your ideal client is. And plus, you discover like that type of client, no thank you. So you won't even take notes on this one. But this one is exactly my client. What is the question? Each time you get off a session, you write down what was the questions that came up. Because those questions gonna help you build your content marketing. Yes. Some of your content marketing gonna be really around the key themes that really speak to your ideal client. And what a better way to work with someone and take notes from those coaching sessions or serving sessions you have with them to figure out what should I be talking about online. So that's a tangible way. You learn about your ideal clients, you start to get a very clear picture of who that person is so that you can attract and invite more of that person to your ecosystem. Because as you do this, you can start building the Cadillac I was talking about, right? The second thing that is intangible, but so key. What you don't see is really the most important, by the way, is that when you have a client or two or three, when you start your building your ecosystem online or more, you build your confidence. You already have the proof that your expertise is right on, that your services are right on, right? And that confidence shows your mind and your body is always worried that it is possible to make a difference. Right? And that builds confidence. The more confidence you have, the more proof you can show your mind that it's safe to become the woman entrepreneur you want to become, then your energy goes up. So that when you write that video about this specific challenge that you see your clients have and how you can help your audience address it in front of your audience and give them maybe one tip or two, or showcasing your expertise through this, or asking questions to be, you know, social on social media, you know, if you want to do a poll in your stories, that's going to be based on that experience that you already have in your back pocket with your client. So this is why I'm repeating, don't wait to have your social media ecosystem, marketing, online marketing system in place to sell and experience and enjoy the service delivery with your clients. Do you get what I am putting down? I would love to hear from you in the comments, okay? That was number one. Number two. Learn as you serve. So I told you earlier, you're going to learn about your ideal client, but you're going to also learn where do they hang out online based on the conversation you're going to have with them, you know? Also, you're going to learn how they consume content. Are they more visual people, readers, right? Or audio people? So you're going to learn so much about what type of content you need to come up with at first. Because you're going to hear me, I'm just going to kind of do a parenthesis here. I believe in the power of omnipresence, omnichannels and everything. But when you start, you don't go everywhere. You know, when you can afford, have someone in team that kind of repurpose your content in any format, any platforms, you do that. Because the way people consume content, on the morning they're on Facebook, at night they're on TikTok, and then at lunch they're maybe listening to a podcast, and then some ads are coming here and there. So that's the full-end Cadillac. When you are at the level you come and work with me, which is like setting up your system, I want you to concentrate on specifics, maybe one or two or three channels max. I like to say two because there is always a channel that shuts down or kicks you out at some point. And you don't want to be like putting all your eggs in one basket. And then, you know, when Facebook decide that you're not able to log in anymore, you're done. That happened to me three times. Okay. So you learn all those beautiful information. You also learn how you want to deliver your services. That's why it's important to start practicing your art, right? And you learn also, you know, how to get excited about sharing wins online that you have with your clients, challenges and stuff like that. So you learn as you serve, which really supports my point number one. Start by selling. Sell. Doesn't mean that you don't do your marketing, but don't wait. Sell first, okay? Then you learn all those, you know, information so that you can create your content based on the fact that you have a client. Then number three is really, I call this in the copy here, embrace your inner social media. And I'm going to give you a cocktail recipe. Oh no, that's my number four. Embrace social media is more at the belief level. A lot of you come to me, or I hear a lot, I'm not techie, social media doesn't really work for me. So number one, there is no doubt that social media works. Okay, you got to change that belief. And if it's not working for you right now, it's because you're impatient. Or maybe you just need a little tweak, okay? But there is no question. Like, ladies, social media is free for most of it. You can tune in anywhere in the world and connect with people. And you tell me that it doesn't work? No, 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 no. It works. It works. And then your patience and your consistency and your belief in yourself, also the belief in what you sell. That's what I noticed for me a lot. At some point, I was not believing fully. That was, you know, imposter syndrome thing, which is basically a protection. You're so scared of being so successful that you're like, man, I'm not that good. I'm not going to be too loud about what I can do for people. So how much do you believe in what you offer to your clients? That has a big impact in your energy when you show up online. And I know that for me, the more I show up online, the more I know, because the more clients I have, you know, it's been, I would say 10 years overall with my first client, but in a very deeper way, like building the online funnel plus the inner funnel, I know that I change lives. And I don't even blink at telling you this. I change lives, you know, and I pinch myself. This week, again, one of my clients told me this year I got the biggest client ever of my life. Right? And that just because we did actually two things. We packaged the offer, not from a place of scarcity, but from abundance in terms of what's in the offer and the price attached to it. That is not directly linked to the number of hours that you spend, delivering that service. And number two, working the inner work. Stopping attaching your worth, number one, to the price you sell your services, and to identify yourself to your business. You are not your business. You are you. You are worthy. You deserve success. You deserve to be paid. You deserve to be part of that world change that we all are looking for. You deserve. You are here. You are alive. So you're going to honor that privilege to be alive. And stop questioning your worth. This is why we do the inner work. We use the framework of Mind Magic in Magic with Social Media Love, where we literally transform your identity. Yes. So that you don't let old thoughts and old belief about what a woman is supposed to do in this world, whatever the society thinks success is about. And you start feeling good most of the day. When I started that work of the inner work, because I was stuck in my visibility in my business, I calculated that I was spending 14 hours a day in worry. What does that do to your nervous system? What does that do when it's time to post if you worry? Can you feel it? I feel it. If you remove the worry, who are you? Feel it. Don't think. Feel it. If you remove the worry of what people are going to say about your post and your video and how you look, who are you? Okay, you can journal about this or you can talk to me. Okay, around this podcast and video, there is always a way to reach me, reach out to me. Okay, so that was number one, start selling now. Number two, learn as you serve people, embrace social media. Yes. And then the fourth one is craft a winning cocktail content. I'm going to give you kind of the four type of posts that you should try to, not shoot, I don't like to shoot that. I invite you to mixed, you know, once a week. If you post four times a week, one should look at this. No shooting, Angelique. We don't shoot on yourself or on others. I want you to have options, right? So the first one would be, I like to use get to know me type of post, which is what I call here in the article, you know, your values. What do you stand for? Get to know me. And when you do those posts, try to infuse a little bit of your story in it, because your story is your differentiator. Get to know me, right? The second type of post is what I call in the copy here so that you recognize is tell people why they should trust you. So demonstrate your expertise. So you could do that by, of course, addressing some key, you know, elements in your methodology, like questions that your clients give you all the time and help people online. Like you don't do the full thing. You do a tiny, because we have a tendency to give so much information. So pick one challenge, one roadblock that clients usually have and start to address it with your audience to help them, give them some tips and stuff. You could also showcase, you know, when you do workshops or if you do podcast interviews or if you go and do speaking on stage, you know, take pictures and videos of those activities that you do so that you can show people that you are actually doing something that works. I love to use as well testimonials, you know, having your clients or collaborator that hire you to do an event with you to give a testimonial about how, you change their lives in some way, right? So that's really important. The other type of content that you want to have is really get to share with people some of the behind the scene of who you are. If you're, because you're not your business. Like people are gonna connect with you, yes, on your values, what you stand for, what you stand against, but on little things, on little miracles of everyday life. So, for example, for me, you know, coffee shops are my thing. I build my business on coffee shops, right? So people are gonna, if sometimes you're gonna see me like in a coffee shop, and maybe it's either I'm gonna share something about the coffee shop, or it's gonna be something related to my business one way or another, or maybe what's going on today, whatever. But people who love coffee shop, you know, they will feel seen, right? Because we share this. Or maybe you love, you know, I don't know, I love notebooks. You should see the stack here. You know, what do you love, you're obsessed with, that you can share a little bit here and there? And yes, you can do a link with your business. So if you have a dog and you're like me, you know, and then maybe your dog sleep at your feet every day when you work at your computer. Is your, you know, if seen your business from ground to where it is today, your dog, the loyal dog, right? So there is always a connection with the business, but from a personal angle, okay? So that's the type of work we do as well when we work together. And then the last one that a lot of people forget, you gotta sell. You are doing online marketing to share your voice, yes, your ideas, yes, your stories of life, yes. And the second I is for irresistible offers. Don't forget to invite people to your offers. Like, you know, like how many times a week do you want to do it? Make sure that there's a mix, but there is at least one or twice you invite people to work with you. Whether you say, you know, there are two spots left in my VIP program, or, you know, I'm organizing that. By the way, that's a real thing that I just launched yesterday. I'm organizing a vision workshop for women entrepreneur at the end of December, so that you're ready for 2024. So that when the midnight ding dong dong arrives and hoorah, happy new year, you're already anchored in that vision. Right? So I will put the link as well, but I'm inviting you, it's $24, to come to the workshop. It's 2 hours. And at the end, you're going to have a beautiful vision. And yes, we include your business in the vision. And yes, we include a lot of visualization, because I love that. And it helps you open up your heart, your imagination, which lets you intend on what's coming for you next year. Okay? So make sure you invite people to work with you. And then number 5, don't do it alone. Get help. Whether it's me, if you like my vibes, you know, I have 2 programs basically. I have one that has the done with you full ecosystem. It's over a year, and that includes your inner visibility. For the first 3 months, we do inner visibility. And if you're not ready for that one, there is the other one, which is a group program called Magic with Social Media Love, where you do the inner work. And every week we work on your content from a place of ease. And I teach you how to source content from your intuition and also from your clients. Okay. So make sure that you don't do it alone, because don't do my mistake. I waited too many years before getting help. And it's so much easier and more fun. It's more fun to do it with someone, right? That's what my clients tell me all the time. You know, it's great, we have the strategy and the tactic, but we feel that you are in our back pocket at all time. And I am. So I hope it inspires you. What I want to make sure is that you share with me around this podcast and video what comes up for you. What really makes sense for you? And don't hesitate to tell me what is your biggest challenge as well, right? I'm here. I love to read your comments. And of course, you know, if you don't know me yet, come and experience my teachings and my vibes on December 27th for the vision board, the vision exercise workshop that we do. It's called You've Got a Vision 2024. I'm going to put the link. I really invite you to join to have a sense of what it is like to hang out with Angélique Binet, the online visibility strategist that lives in Canada and comes from France. And I always say, you know, I already built the dream of my life. I am building the second one right now. So I know a little about building dreams. Okay, see you soon. See you soon. Reach out, okay? You're not alone. Never.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angélique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.